Thank you and good morning. A 20-year-old man visiting Humboldt County is feared to be dead after he was swept into the ocean at the mouth of Redwood Creek on Tuesday evening. The man was with friends when he entered the water at the end of Huff Road in Orrick in an attempt to rescue a dog that was being pulled into the ocean. Onlookers on shore soon lost sight of the man, and the Coast Guard dispatched a helicopter and a motor lifeboat to search. The county search and rescue team was dispatched as well. Despite searching the area through the night, the victim was not located and has been listed as missing. Members of the county search and rescue team, along with the Coast Guard helicopter, have resumed the search today. A former sergeant with the sheriff's office was in court on Tuesday for a preliminary hearing on two counts of felony sexual assault committed against one adult victim, with another charge reduced to a misdemeanor against a second victim. Jason Daniels was fired from the sheriff's office in February of last year, following an investigation by district attorney investigators, and charges were filed in October. The alleged crimes took place over the span of several months in 2013, with one report of an assault made in December of 2013 and another in early 2014. Daniels will be arraigned on April 7th. The attempted murder charges against a father and son, who are the suspects in the shooting of three men, will be increased to homicide after one of the victims died from gunshot wounds he suffered during the incident. 73-year-old Hoopa resident Daniel Colgrove was airlifted to a Reading hospital following the shooting on Redwood Grove Road and later succumbed to his injuries. Two other men were also shot during that incident. One was treated and released, and the second remains in the hospital. The sheriff's office is searching for 25-year-old Vincent Ortiz, who is considered armed and dangerous. Eureka police arrested Ortiz's father, 52-year-old Rodney Ortiz, in Eureka on Sunday after the two men fled the scene in their vehicle. The sheriff's office reports that witnesses at the scene claim that Rodney Ortiz was the shooter, and he's being held without bail. A request by Congressman Jared Huffman to improve access to VA medical care for veterans living in his district has been approved by the Veterans Administration. Under the old rules, veterans who lived farther than 40 miles as the crow flies from a VA medical center were allowed to use local doctors. The problem for many veterans in our region is that getting to a facility within that distance meant hours of driving because of that crow flies regulation. More than 1,700 veterans are now listed in areas deemed inaccessible, and that means the VA will pay for their medical care at private facilities. Among the areas listed were Willow Creek in Humboldt County and Junction City and Burnt Ranch in Trinity County. The city of Eureka is in the middle of its general plan update, and GPU project manager Riley Topolewski has issued a statement to property owners in the city regarding any proposed land use changes. City planning staff will review proposals from property owners about land use designation changes for their property. If you have any proposed changes, you can mail them to the planning department in a written statement. Make sure to enclose your address, APN, acreage, and the requested land use changes in your letter. All written requests must be submitted by April 17th. For more information, contact Topolewski at the City Planning Department.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Arcata is preparing to develop its budget for the upcoming fiscal year, and the city faces a deficit of about $600,000. How that deficit is eliminated will be up to the city council, but they'll get plenty of input from the city's Citizen Budget Task Force. Those members are all long-term residents of Arcata and have been well-schooled in the city's budget process and its needs, according to City Manager Karen Diemer.
They were chosen specifically to go out and talk with, you know, residents within their families and within their work areas and bring back their personal knowledge and what they can individually gather from the community, and that it really is their collective minds that we're hoping to get, you know, a good list of priorities and ideas of potential service cuts that the council should consider.
Many government-related meetings, and budget meetings in particular, can be rather dull. But Diemer points out that if residents are unhappy or dissatisfied, they will show up. And in Arcata, they will speak out.
We did utility rate hearings about a year ago in Arcata, and it was actually the first time I had ever seen that we had citizens come out and speak in favor, understanding where our infrastructure was and accepting the fact that as a community we needed to fund that infrastructure so that it was there for 50 years. And to me, that was a fantastic indication that the general tenor of the citizenry in Arcata is that much of what we're doing is going right.
Deemer said the budget task force has been briefed by each department in city government to get a better grasp of spending priorities. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.